And the play Jane Eyre follows a story of a woman who falls in love and marries a man only to find out that he's already married. It's the third production the Therry Dramatic Society have put on this year, and I'm now joined by the director, Megan Danzy, to hear about it. Megan, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
So are you able to tell me about the show and what it's all about?
Jane Eyre is a book that I think many people will have read either in school or since. It's a very beloved book. It was written in the 1840s by Charlotte Bronte, who was the sister of Emily Bronte, who wrote Wuthering Heights. Mm-hmm. So it's just after the Pride and Prejudice, Mr. Darcy period. It's more gothic. It's a little darker, mm-hmm. and it's a grand romance. But it's also, I think, the reason Jane has been such a beloved character ever since is that she's an individual. It's a story of a girl who had no looks, no money, nothing but her brains and personality and tenacity, and her story of how she survives through her life and eventually, spoilers, gets a happy ending.
Mm. Okay, so was she quite an individual for that time?
Yes, yes. The play starts with her at 10 years old when she's an orphan and living in quite horrible circumstances with relatives who hate her and blame her for everything. Mm. And she ends up in an orphanage and then eventually becomes a governess for a rather enigmatic, grumpy, interesting man called Mr. Rochester, who has a ward who's a little French orphan girl. Mm-hmm. She's. I think the great appeal of the story is Jane's feistiness and tenacity.
Mm. So, what kind of genre would you call this play?
It's a gothic romance in as much as it's got some dark mystery elements. It's a drama, mm-hmm. though it has a little bit of comedy. It's a great play based on a great novel.
Yeah. What kind of audience do you think it's targeted towards?
I think it's targeted towards anybody who likes a good play. I know that I've spoken to so many people who've said, "Oh, Jane Eyre, that was my favourite book in school. Mm. I've got to see this." Some people will have seen the recent movie with Mia, I want to say Wachowski, but that's not the correct name,
yeah.
And Michael Fassbender. Mm. And some people will just love that men in buffy shirts and top hats and girls in big skirts, Pride and Prejudice genre. But it's not just for women. We've got one of our crew who actually said, "Can I have a night off? Jane Eyre is my favourite book. I want to see it from the front."
Oh, yeah. And so are the costumes going to be like that as well, with the big dresses and that?
Absolutely. It's set in the 1840s, so that's very much early Queen Victoria, young Queen Victoria. So not giant crinolines, but lovely full skirts, bonnets, men in riding boots and frock coats and things. So the costumes will be fantastic because they always are in a Therry show.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work must have gone into the preparation of it. How long have you been getting ready for it?
Well, we've been rehearsing for about 2.5-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the costume people are... they probably secretly hate me, but they're doing a beautiful, beautiful job costuming our cast.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. I'm speaking with Megan Danzy. She's the director of Jane Eyre, which is coming to the Arts Theatre. So what are you hoping that the audience takes away from it?
I hope the audience takes away, those that are familiar with the book, take away a feeling that that's a good representation of something they love. Those that aren't familiar with the book, I hope mm-hmm. they take away the a really good story, some fabulous characters, a warm feeling at the end because the story does have a resolution that's quite a positive one. Mm-hmm. And also I think the realisation that women had agency in the 19th century. They weren't all wilting, lying around waiting for a man to rescue them, fainting. Jane is a fabulously modern character because she refuses to stay where society puts her, and she just will always make the best of her situation.
So was the author Charlotte, was she a bit of a feminist for her time?
I think so, yes. The Brontes were a very interesting family. The three girls and the brother were all authors, and they had a very rich fantasy life. And they've each of them are certainly Wuthering Heights and Jane Eyre are probably the two most famous books that the Bronte sisters have produced. And they lived in Yorkshire, so there's that sense of it's the moors going on forever and the weather and that place, but also I think they have such a rich fantasy life that bleeds through into the fabulous imagination in the stories.
And how did you get involved with this production?
I have worked with Therry before and I really wanted to work with them again, and I found this script actually when I was in a bookshop in London, and I really liked it as an adaptation of the book. I thought it was doable because it's taking someone through 10 years of their life with a cast of a very large number of characters, to be able to distill that down and be able to do that with a cast of 13, I thought was very clever.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have any other plans beyond this production?
For me personally, my next production I'm going to be directing Taming of the Shrew in January at the Wheatsheaf Theatre. So we're doing Beer Shakespeare.
Oh, right. Okay, that'll be a good one.
Yes, we'll do it. It'll be short and funny and beer.